Joining us live is the director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics, Jason Perry. How big of a deal is this, Jason, in your mind, if they do go the nuclear route here?
Well, it really is a big deal. This is not without some precedent. It is for the Supreme Court nominee, but not for the Senate changing the rules to get someone through. But this is only kind of partially about Neil Gorsuch. This is about the rules themselves and what it means to the Republican Party and to the Senate if they start getting rid of these rules that were designed to make sure that there's some agreement, that they get some help from the other side of the aisle. If that goes away, you really don't need both sides. You just need one.
There's a lot of partisanship going on right now, though, you know, Jason, in Washington. To get 60 senators to agree on anything these days, a lot of people will say that's just impossible, isn't it?
Well, it sure looks like that's the case. I mean, right now, you need 41 votes right now from the Democrats to come through and permanently block such nominee, and they have the 41 votes. Right now, it does appear that there's some gridlock on this. We've got four Democrats that have come forward saying that they're willing to give the up or down vote. Three of them are up for election this next year, and one of them is from Colorado, where our Supreme Court nominee is from. So what you're saying is right. There's just a lot of divisiveness right now, and neither side seems willing to give.
Well, it's not like the filibuster rule is really all that appealing to anyone either. To me, it's kind of a silly process.
Well, it's one of those interesting things. It's not a constitutional thing. This is a rule that has been changed over the years. It is true. But many think that this was a rule that was put in place to make sure that you have a body that operates what they call by unanimous consent in the Senate. So you get rid of that, and it really is whoever's in control gets to control the whole process right there. And there are many people, even in the Republican Party, that remember a time when they were in the minority. And they're not going to forget that could be the case again one day.
All right, so make the call. Republicans go nuclear and Gorsuch is confirmed by the end of the week. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's probably what's going to happen. McConnell seems dead set on it. I think he'll try to put some parameters to keep it to the Supreme Court nominee. But right now, that showdown looks like it's going to end on Friday.